In fact, one of those board members, Chris Blake, has already resigned, though he says the timing with the disclosures of the trip, first reported by KSL News Radio and the Deseret News, is coincidental. UTA General Counsel Jamie Blakesley says the board learned of the trip taken with legislative leaders and lobbyists after the fact, but they were again surprised by new details uncovered by our public records investigation.
Clearly in the news report, there was information reported that we didn't know.
UTA has also cut ties with some state lobbyists and yesterday passed new ethics rules.
We can't have unauthorized agents out there holding themselves out as being authorized to negotiate on behalf of UTA.
Dave Colley, KSL News Radio.